You're listening to Mad Cow Confessions with Shannon and Selena.
On this week's episode, we talk Selena, Tales of a Sexual Gypsy.
Howdy, howdy, let's get rowdy.
Hello.
Welcome back to episode 7.
Ugh, why does my cup taste like egg?
Oh, no.
That's the worst. Runny egg.
Especially like when you're expecting, well, I mean, in this instance, you're expecting like a beautiful, nice, fresh...
refreshing water.
And it's egg.
And it's fucking tasty. Scrambled egg.
Yucky, yucky.
Idiots. Who would do that? I can't...
Your husband.
No, he wouldn't do that. I said idiots. That refers to your oopsie.
I don't cook with eggs. I put them straight in the pan.
Oh, what a week. What a day.
Has it been a week?
What are 3 days of the week?
Yeah, yeah.
Stressful, huh?
Why are they stressful for you, doll? Because we're all at home?
Everyone's home. No, it's good. It's been relaxing, getting some things done.
What did you get done today? What did you get done this week?
I had lots of thoughts, like insightful thoughts, mm-hmm. deep thoughts.
TikTok thoughts.
Yeah. And I ticked that as a win this week.
I used my brain.
Doesn't usually happen, so
true.
Gotta make the most of it true. When it does.
You asked me this morning, we'd been talking about the podcast today. You asked me this morning, like, what season is it? I was like, season 2. You meant summer, spring, autumn, or winter?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what does she mean? Like, what season is it?
Straight over the head.
I'm a bit dumb. So lucky you're using your brain, because mine's obviously not there.
Yeah. Which is a nice change. Usually it's my brain that's gone AWOL.
Mine's also AWOL.
It was hiding in there somewhere, just really small.
And deep, deep in there.
It's a long way to get up to that fucking light bulb to turn the switch on. Ding!
I can just imagine something in there crawling around like, where's the ladder? I don't know. They were trying to lever pop themselves up.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Fuck. What were some of your thoughts from this week?
Well, it's not my thoughts from this week. It was my thoughts from this morning. Like,
oh,
do you ever wake yourself up by your own farts?
Not by mine, I don't think. I've woken up with someone else's.
Really?
I don't think I've ever... Maybe I have, but not that I recall.
Sometimes
you obviously do.
Oh, yeah, man, all the time. Like, they give you a little fright, like, oh,
who's that?
And then, like, when you wake up in the morning and lift a blanket for the first time, oh my Lord.
Don't do that.
It burns your eyeballs.
My eyes are burning just now thinking
about
it.
That's why I've got no hairs in my nostrils.
Yeah, that's why.
But I just feel sorry for Eric because he has to take that blanket off sometimes too. Just fucking hits him in the face. That's why he always looks surprised.
We should get you like masks for sleeping, like sleep apnea ones.
Unnecessary. I like the aroma.
Do you? Does Eric?
Well, he's still young.
That's true. You just celebrated your anniversary as well.
Yeah, 2 years. No, until the immigration, we put 3 years on the paperwork.
You've known each other for 3.
Long enough.
Yeah.
And many more years to come.
Exactly. So who's counting? Did you do anything special for your anniversary?
You know we didn't.
I was hoping maybe you might have spiced something up.
We unvaccinated, baby. We went to Woolworths, got a feed, and cooked dinner for the family.
It was a beautiful dinner, actually.
Like the last 263 days.
You know those Christmas calendars where you, like, turn it over, like, how many days of Christmas? You're just turning them over, like, this is how long I've been here for, this is how many days.
It's more like when you see in a horror movie or a murder movie and the prisoner's locked up and they're scratching into the wall, one day, 2 days, with a fucking rock. Using their toenail.
Oh, yummy.
We have been on the murder mysteries again lately. I was in remission. Because I went hardcore straight.
For at the end of that farm, you were hook, line,
it was almost
sinking.
Like a year because it was 2 farms. So we worked 60-hour weeks and all day, every day, I was listening to true crime murder mystery podcasts. Oh. And I fucking freaked myself out.
You're freaking me out.
Like, to the point, one time I was left alone in Wagga. But fair enough.
Yeah.
It's Wagga.
Yeah.
And we'd already been broken into, like, 5 times, so...
Yeah,
it was all right. But the boys had left, gone to a music festival, And I slept with a huge shifter. I had a knife beside the bed. I'm like, man, I'm prepared if anybody comes in. Like, don't fuck with me.
I mean, I wouldn't fuck with you anyway, but...
But man, I'm always on edge. Like, we went for a hike the other day. We went on this 8-hour hike down to the bottom of this gorge. And we were passing people, and some people looked a bit strange. And ooh. Eric and I started this game, like...
Who's going to kill who?
No, like, blue hat, glasses, grey hair, like, taking mental notes of, like, if we saw, like, a body in the...
Oh, my God!
At the base of the gorge, like, would we be able to recall...
What the person
looked like. And then we're like, okay. And then we reckon they were driving that car that was up top. Every person we walked past.
Paranoid.
Well, then I freaked myself out because every time I heard someone behind me, I was like jumping, like, what the fuck was that? Just a kangaroo. They can kill you too. It's Australia.
True.
But yeah, so I had a little break from the murders just to like fucking cool down.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just have gone into Mindhunters. We're a bit behind the eight ball.
But I think it's
even creepier now because Mindhunters is, you know, based on the true story, all the true crimes and everything. And it's weird when you see people acting as these serial killers and you know, like in your head, fuck, man, this is a real person. This is exactly what they've done.
I think some of the characters are
based off their actual interviews.
So. And I think some of the characters play it so well, like, because I've seen some of the actual footage from these criminals, and then watching the TV show, I'm like, that's even creepier that someone has almost nailed that persona and that characteristic, and I'm like, ugh.
But then as well, I'm like, oh man, I know that person has a bad relationship with their mother. They used to wet the bed. They're one head hit away from becoming a murderer. Stay back. But yeah. So now we're back into it, so I'm about to get more paranoid.
Awesome.
It's like Joe Rogan says... All girls talk about is sex and murder crimes.
Is it? Okay.
It's true. Like, if you listen to our podcast.
True.
We're trying not to, but it always comes back to sex.
Yeah, someone asked me at work the other day, like, oh, what's your podcast about? Someone was telling me. I was like, sex. They're like, okay. I was like, well, I can't sugarcoat it.
Yeah. Because I mean, we could have called it sexual education, but I don't know if it's that educational.
No.
It's vocational.
Sexual information.
Lots of new words.
Yes.
Yeah,
kind of lingers.
Which actually reminded me of...
Oh, no.
I was sitting on the couch. You know when I burst out laughing the other night on the couch? Or when I came back from the toilet, you're like, what was going on? I'm like, man, I just had a thought of some of the shit, like the shit that used to go through my head or like things I would do. Anyway, it was like a few years ago and I was living with Chantel and Ricky down in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I wasn't working for a bit.
Bit like now.
Story of my life. I always go on about how much I work, but lately I fucking work. Anyway, this is work. And you know, we had always talked about starting the podcast, and then I was thinking, oh, maybe I always thought I could write a book. Then I realized I never read a book. I don't really know the whole gist of one. Maybe a picture book, but I can't draw.
You could narrate a book.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Not today. My voice is all over the show. But when I was there, I was at home, like, I was thinking about writing a book. What kind of book could I write? I was thinking, oh, I could do, like, Grey's Anatomy style. No, not
Okay.
50 Shades of Grey style.
Oh, okay.
Christian Grey kind of, like,
vibe.
Anyway.
Would it be fictional? Would it be from, like, your own personal archives?
I think it would be a mix of both, you know, still everything quite fictional. And I was just thinking about it. I'm like, what a fucking loser. I think I actually posted like one short story on Instagram because I made up an Instagram page for it. I think, fuck, I can't find it. But do you want to know what the name
was? Yes!
The name of it was. And it makes me sick, man. I literally came out of the toilet. I'm like, man, I feel sick. I'm
so sick. Shame job.
But this was the name of it. Selena. The name... Selena, the tales of a sexual gypsy.
Well, I like that you used my name.
I'm like,
sexual gypsy.
Who's a hoe out there? Oh, Selena.
You know what? People must think that I'm like flying high with the penises lately. Because even that TikTok that we made today about, you know, fifth date things.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's like, good luck on your date. I'm like, I don't have a date.
It's just for the views.
I like that. Sexual gypsy.
Yeah.
Let me write that one.
Your pussy's traveling around places.
She has been some destinations. She's been to some postcodes. Oh, wow. You think of me, huh?
Oh, yeah. That was, I'm like, man.
Is it on Instagram?
No, I don't think so. I think I deleted that to make the Mad Cow Confessions Instagram. So okay. That's in the past.
Okay.
And all the
content.
Little
anything that was in there is gone.
It's gone. It's gone. In an old
which
phone.
Is really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad.
I'm really creative in the mind.
Yeah, and it's sometimes you do and say things. I'm like, what the fuck does she think of that? Like, my brain barely ticks over.
Barely.
Sometimes
I need to fucking put the jumper cables on it and yes. Spark me up again.
And even then, who knows what we're going to get.
But yeah, then thinking of the 50 Shades of Grey and everything, then, so this is what happens all week. My mind's just been ticking over, waiting to do this podcast. And, but yeah, I remember this conversation I was having with a lady. So what actually happened?
In my notes.
Yeah, I have to write notes, mate. My memory these days. I'm about to hit 31.
Ooh, I'm getting old. 31, you're late.
I'm feeling it. Anyway, so what happened at my old place in, I think it was when we were living in Forbes.
Yeah.
This random package arrived and I was the only one doing online shopping. So automatically I just rip it open and thinking.
I mean, you still do it here.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's not my parcel. But I didn't realize it wasn't for me, but I ripped it open and I'm like, Eric was standing next to me. And when we opened it up, it was a bag like full of whips, chains, handcuffs,
what?
Dildos, vibrators, like feather boas.
I'm guessing not yours.
It was, yeah, surprisingly. It wasn't mine. And Eric's like, what the fuck's that? Like,
how big was this package? It sounded...
It was a big box.
Wow.
But yeah, I opened it and then Eric's like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, man, it's not mine. Close the lid. It was addressed to somebody who used to live at the house.
Yeah.
So I tried to look them up on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Found her. Sent a message, say, hey, did you used to live at this address? If so, a package arrived for you. She's like, oh, yeah, that's me. You know, I'll come around one day and pick it up. And I didn't want to tell her before she got there that we had opened it.
No.
So she came, picked it up, and then she left. And then when she got home, she messages me. She's like, I got it written down. Yeah. I'll do a little dialogue.
Okay, here we go.
Would you like me to have two voices? So
absolutely.
Tell the distinction.
Yeah.
I'll play me, okay. And I'll also play... I just can't remember her name. The other lady.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how embarrassing. My husband and his stupid buying things for me. He thinks that I will spice things up in the bedroom, but I'm just feeling a little uncomfortable. And I was like, the fuck? Like, I didn't know this lady. I didn't message her. Yeah, and I said, that's okay. I'm so sorry. I opened it up thinking it was mine. And then I said, don't worry. I've been single for 8 years. You know, suggesting that.
Yeah.
I know what the toys and gimmicks
it's
are
fine.
About. It's fine. Like, thinking that would be the end of the conversation.
No, she carried it on.
No, yeah. She would hit me back straight away.
Wow.
He's going through a BDSM stage with me. I'm shy and I think I look gross. I'll give it a go and see how it pans out. I'm like, man, do I reply?
Or you have to. Do I leave? You have to.
Yeah, I think I'm invested now. Yeah. So I reply. I said, hey. Don't knock it till you try it. Thinking, okay, that's pretty.
That's
You know, that should end the conversation. No. She had other plans. It's like, I've tried a few things, but some things just make me feel uncomfortable, and I'm not really into it. Okay, I said. Well, maybe you need a safe word. End of conversation. We could end there. Sure. And then she replied one final one. She said, I feel like Anastasia Gray from 50 Shades. And I said, well, she looked like she was enjoying it.
And she didn't reply back?
I think she said some laughing faces.
Yeah.
Because I'm
that's
funny.
Of course. Standard. That's an awesome way to finish on.
Yeah. So I was just like, but very keen to open up to me.
Maybe she wanted a friend, not some more sexual partners.
No, I think maybe I could just be like a therapist.
Yeah.
Open up to me.
People don't start paying you for this service that you provide.
Tell me about it. I need a job. Anyone out there want to give me money? I'm open for it.
Look, I did see...
Not the legs.
No, okay.
But everything in my mind's open for you.
Okie dokie. I did see another person on one of our TikToks today be like, I'll buy the undies. I'll buy them. No, I'll buy them. No, I'll buy them. I was like, all right. You can all fucking buy them.
Well, yeah. DM us. Yeah. DM us your best price.
Although I think I've now thrown out a few of the ones that really got ripped up.
Yeah, man.
They were in pieces,
though. I know I say it every week, but these people are relentless.
I know.
As soon as... Okay, I didn't post a wedgie video yesterday. They're all on me. Where's the next one? Man, Selena's arsehole was bleeding.
You have actually... I don't know if it was you. You probably didn't help the cause. I'm pretty sure I put on a pair of underwear that was, like, a bit too small for me the other night. And in bed, I was like... And they were, like a lace.
What was you doing in bed where dry humping it?
No, just...
Fucking getting a bit of friction going between the cheeks.
There's a bit of a forest on down there. No, they're just a bit too tight to sleep in. And the lace went straight through. And I could feel a little bit of a cut. And I was like, I don't know if I've done that. And then we've been doing some wedgie videos either side. Mm-hmm. So I think the skin was just a bit sensitive.
Yeah.
And now we've really opened her up.
Yeah, so we just got to take it easy, guys. Relax.
Yeah.
Just get excited about
unless you want to put ointment on it later.
I'm not putting ointment on it.
Kisses.
I'm not. Man, I almost vomited today. I was trying to do a sneak wedgie in the shop. And my fucking finger was lingering very close to your butthole. And I was uncomfortable. I went straight to the toilets and washed my fingers afterwards.
I had a great time.
I did not.
I love that recently I'm just trying to be as open as I am about I'm just needy and clingy.
Yeah.
And now everyone's clicking on and I love it. I'm clingy and I love when you touch me.
I don't touch you.
Oh, you try to.
Unless it's for the views. And then I have to.
And then my day's made.
And then I want to go and sit in a padded cell.
And scratch another day off.
I had this crazy friend. Well, actually, I started off working for him. And then after that, we became friends. And he was wild. He was a crazy queen.
Like, okay.
Full blown. At work, you know, you wouldn't pick it. But as soon as we knocked off work, had a fucking vodka in him, he was loosey-goosey and hilarious guy. But I was just thinking the other night, you know, I haven't spoken to him for maybe 12 years now since, oh, that's a bit dramatic, maybe like 8 years.
Wow.
Since I was living in Townsville, and he was like from the early, early days.
Yeah.
And one night after a night out, as it always starts, a night out, we'd gone home and I don't know, we just like flipped into this like kind of crazy fucking being flamboyant. It was hilarious though. Yeah. Like I was pissing
myself. Was it just you there?
It was just me and him in my apartment on Ogden Street. And he was running around. He was like trying to get things to make wigs for himself and putting on like drag shows and shit. It was hilarious. I think we had some drugs.
Yeah.
But
maybe.
Then we were like sitting outside. It was about 4 a.m. Sitting outside just enjoying the evening or the early morning air.
The sunrise.
Yeah. And then we heard someone next door. And mind you, I live on the 15th floor over the city. And he popped his head around and started yelling out to the neighbor. I'd never met my neighbor. He's like, oh, hey, mate, how you going? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh,
stressed
what are you
up
to?
Still?
No, I think he was just in shorts at the moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, what are you up to? He's like, oh, you know, come around if you want. So instead of just walking out the front door and going around, this motherfucker jumped over the railings, climbed 15th floor around the outside, and it's like the flimsiest building.
Oh, right.
And then into
the
his
outside.
Room. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. Like, giving me anxiety. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Blind out of his mind. Anyway, the boys were over there talking for ages. Anyway, they decide to come back, and he sticks his head around, like, oh, Shannon, do you mind if the neighbor comes over? I'm like, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
But it come to the door.
They didn't. They both climbed back around the outside of the fucking building again and over. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I said, well, you know, what's up, James? Because I'd been talking for ages. He's like, oh, you know, he said he'd let me suck him off, but only if you're in the room. And I'm like, oh, no, this is too much. Like, I'm a good friend, but this is a lot to ask. And then I'm like, oh, do I want to be that fucking cock-blocking motherfucker that everybody hates? And you know me, I'm not into that. I don't block the cock.
You do not block the cock at all.
But I'm like, fuck. Okay. So, you know, a little bit more negotiation went on until we fucking sealed the deal. And James, like, pulls down this paw. I'm sure he's just a, like, AJ. That's the kind of thing that they do.
He's on.
They've just been really conned into it.
Yeah.
Because he's like, no, I can't.
He just couldn't say no.
He's like, it's a bit weird. I'm like,
no.
It's okay, man.
It's fine. Look at me.
But James, he started. And then, you know, two fucking gobble gobbles in. I was like, man, I'm out of here. I went inside, like, went for a little crash on the couch. Anyway, the next morning, I woke up. It was about 6:37. My housemate, like, came in. She's like, Shannon, the cops are here. I said, what for? Because I never saw James leave or anything. I'm not even sure if he did. He might have still been passed out.
Oh, my God.
But he's like, the cops are here. I said, oh, what? I said, oh, you know, apparently, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, there's this really busy, popular coffee shop, Coffee Dominion, down in the corner. And everybody gets up, goes cycling, and then goes and has a coffee at this place. And he said, there was reports of a crazy guy naked dancing off the side of the building.
Oh, my God.
He was holding onto the drain pipe naked, dancing like a strip pole. And, man, I tell you, this building is going to fall apart. It's one sneeze away from puffing and blowing itself in. But he was naked, and, like, all these, like, fucking the children were down there. The parents, they're all looking up and can see his fucking red bum hole. I'm like, holy shit. I said, no, it wasn't here. Like, we didn't have anybody by that description. But I'm like, man, I miss that guy. He was crazy.
That's so funny. Nah, not here, eh?
He's fucking sprawled out, fucking
He's
up.
Still up there.
Like, no, that's the floor above.
There's no floor above.
But yeah, I was like, man, I've known some crazy people.
You have.
But I just, I never knew what happened to him. Moved back down south, but yeah. Fun times.
Fun times.
Fun guy. Good memories.
I honestly don't know how you retain those kind of memories.
I just have flashbacks every now and then.
Mm.
When I sit.
And ponder.
And inhale. And then my mind relaxes. And everything just comes flooding back. And I just say, this week I'm going to take this from the selection. From the old memory bank.
It's like if you know Harry Potter, like, they have that thing where they draw their memories out. You've got, like, this big fucking pool of memories. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll use that one today.
It's like when you go to the show and you're fishing for ducks. Like, oh, I'll take that one because they're fucking random. I can tell.
They are random.
I can tell you that much.
There are no chronological order.
No, definitely not.
No, especially because you haven't seen old mate for 12 years.
12 or 8, mate. It's all a blur.
It's all in the past.
Yeah, who knows?
Mm. Speaking of, though,
yeah,
31, 2 weeks to your big girl birthday.
I know, how scary.
I'm excited.
30, are you? Why? It's just like every other day.
Because then I can sing, 31-year-old lady.
Wow, we might go out of town that day.
When nope, it's a Tuesday.
I'm sure I can find something to do. Yeah, 31, how exciting. I've got nothing more to say on it. Oh, except for, so you know how the other week,
yes,
I was talking about how the bank sent me happy birthday, thinking they were going to give me a gift, but they just said 10% off life insurance.
Yes.
Because you're an old cunt, you're about to die, you need to get your things in order. I was like, fuck, man, that's a little
rude.
Like, it feels like a knife in the heart. And then this old bitch twisted it the other day. She looked like she could be Jesus's mum. She looked like she could be Mary. Oh, is that how it goes in the Bible?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
oh,
Mary.
Excellent. Quoting the Bible. And so at the Woolworths in town, there's steps, and then there's a lift to take trolleys, babies, old fuckers.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, she comes in with a little trolley, and I was walking out, she was walking, and she goes, excuse me, love, just so you know, the lift's not working. And I'm like, no worries, fucking Susan. I can take the stairs. I'm not that fucking old. Like, it's just 5 steps. But, you know, I'm sure she was just trying to be nice and polite. But I was like...
And you've got extra long legs, so it will take you half the step that it'll take everyone else.
Do I not look like a limber little lamb? You just down the steps. The funny part was though, when I got down to the bottom of the steps, which I can still do because I'm only 30, I walked around near where the lifts were and there was like this fucking conga line of old people and their walkers trying to get up stairs. I'm like, oh man, could start a little service where I carry them up the stairs.
Why don't they go to the escalator around the corner?
I don't know if they know it's there. It's quite a distance, 100 metres. Could they make it? Unsure.
Probably not.
Not the time to test the waters.
Who knows? Maybe
99 years old.
Get them in their life insurance.
Oh, speaking of 99 years old, I don't think it was 99, but a bit of an exaggeration. But when we were at the post office the other week.
Yeah. Oh, no.
When there was this old boy and I was just staying there listening, writing out my
parcel. Eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping. And this old boy fucking wanders up to the counter talking to the post lady. He's like, it's my birthday today. She's like, oh, happy birthday. Yep, but I think he said 92, maybe 94.
Yeah.
It was an even number. It's my 94th birthday. She's like, wow, congratulations. Like, you're doing well. She's like, yeah, doing well. It's like, yes, you can still walk. I'm like, fuck, man.
Don't wow. Say
that to me. He's doing all right, 94. He's like, yeah, well, I haven't died yet, I guess, but soon. And we're like, man, that's the most depressing shit.
Mind you,
when you get to that age, you're like, all right, any day now.
Yeah. Mind you, the post office people aren't the most friendly here. No. So, I mean, he's probably barking at the wrong tree if he's looking for a bit of a happy birthday cheerer.
But then again, it's kind of always awkward when you're in that situation. I've been in that situation at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Where, like, every year this lady would come in for a birthday, and on her 92nd birthday, she was having a do. And I said, oh, can't wait to see you again next year. And she was like, I don't think I'm going to make it that far. I'm like,
oh, my God, you asshole.
Heartstrings. Tug, tug.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, settle down.
Not the same.
But I didn't see her back the next year.
So you did or you didn't?
I didn't.
Oh,
she must have had an inkling.
She knew. I actually, my birthday this year, I was in Tasmania, and I was going around shopping and stuff. You know how they always ask for your details to put in, if they send you, like, codes and stuff? It was, like, Forever 21 or something.
Forever new.
And I hadn't got, like, a membership with them. She's like, I'll just sign you up. It's super free. I was like, yeah, whatever. She's asked my details. And then she asked my birthday. I said, oh, 12th March, 1993. And she's like, today's your birthday. I said, oh, yeah. She goes, happy birthday. I was like, oh, thank you. And she would ask me questions and everything. I was like, oh, I feel awkward. Like, I feel like now I've just told you my birthday to get this. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Can I go now?
Oh, you're one of those people. Where's my free gift?
Where's my free gift?
It's my birthday.
Yeah. Although, do you know, there's, like, places all around Melbourne. When I was living in Brisbane, there's, like, you know, ice creameries, there's bars, there's different, like, food outs and stuff that you can get one free thing for your birthday on your birthday or around your birthday. Subway does it as well. So, like, you just go in, day your birthday, get your free little snack.
My cow sent me a $50 drink voucher for the month of December.
This month, you're coming up.
Yeah, for my birthday.
Looks like you better go home.
I haven't forgotten me.
Wow. $50 is all they could give you after 10 years.
The amount, the fucking fountain of money I splash into that place, I tell you.
Again, you should have shares in that joint.
I know, but I don't think I want to.
Yeah, I don't think
it's a bit wild.
Yeah.
Now, I have to do a big shout out this week to our mate over in the UK, big king of the unsolicited dick pic. Reese.
Oh, thank you, Reese.
So if you're listening this week, hello. He said, I've just started listening to the podcast and it feels like I'm listening to somebody that I know who's famous. And I'm like, man, chill out. Only like 10 people listen to the podcast.
And it's mostly us on repeat.
Yeah, but thanks for listening.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for always entertaining. He's much of an entertainer. So if you have Snapchat, check him out, Reese.
Ooh.
I don't know if we should give away the whole thing.
Ooh.
But find him if you're in the UK.
Okay, or anywhere, really.
How do you go with dick pics?
I don't really receive many. In saying that, though, okay, I actually found one on my phone the other day, and it was from my last boyfriend. And I was like, why the fuck do I have this on here? Like, usually after the breakup, you delete everything. I've just got this one circulating, and I was like, oh, do I keep it? Do I not keep it?
Chode's too hard to let go.
Well, it's not really anything impressive. But I was like, it's just, you know, you just never know when you might need it. Blackmail for one. But no, but there's actually a friend of a friend of a friend. So I know this guy through friends. He's not really my friend.
Mm.
But he added me on Snapchat a few months ago, and he had just got out of a really bad relationship. And he just sent me so many dick pics, and he's like, I hope these aren't too bad. And after looking at the one or two, and he would just send, I was like, oh, I'm not opening anymore. It's been months, and he still sends me stuff, and I have not opened anything because I'm like, I don't want to entertain what is underneath.
But just think, like, when you eventually do decide to open it, maybe after a year or so, it'd be like a whole montage of, you know,
it will be.
Every day for the last year, all the little growths, all the little changes, the little pricks of hair. Oh, that's a new one. Is that a mole?
Maybe I should be his doctor and consult him, make sure after the year that his dick's still healthy.
Yeah, I can hook you up with a gynecologist I know about business cards.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting to look at one day, if I ever look at it. But
I just always think, like, it's funny to think, fuck, man, imagine when we're grandparents.
Mm.
Imagine if that was our grandparents and you, like, saw naked pictures out on the internet, or just thinking about, fuck, man, my grandma used to send nudes to the
She was fella. A thought.
she had a whap.
What are we even worse is if, say, you and your, you know, you and Eric, you guys are old, you've got kids and kid, like grandkids and stuff, and then you go to, like, your grandkids, I don't know, some kind of birthday, and then there's some old fella that rocks in and you're like, I've sucked his dick. That will be the weird thing. That'll be like, oh.
Or like if it was like at the wedding or something, and they do like the slideshow presentations or video montage, and someone's accidentally spliced together the videotapes. And this fucking porno of your grandparents start coming on the screen. It's like,
Nana, I didn't know you could go that octave.
Oh, you're very flexible.
Your teeth are out. Speaking of teeth.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Your roommate is missing a tooth.
Oh, yeah.
He got into a fight when he was younger, and so he's missing one of his teeth, and he's going to kill me for this. But he doesn't listen, thank fuck. Anyway, he's a very disturbed little sleeper, as is. The other morning, he woke up, and he jumped, like, up on the bed, like, on all fours, and he looked over at me, and he's like, oh, my God. And I tried to keep my eyes shut because I didn't want to entertain the idea of waking up yet. And then he goes, oh, my God. I was like, what? He goes, my tooth. And I just looked over at him. He's missing his tooth. He's like,
did you, like, get out of my bed?
No, and he said to me, he goes, did you take it out? No. Why would I take your tooth?
I wanted to see what it looked like in my mouth.
So then he's like, I scoured around the bed, pulled all the sheets up, pillows and everything. Where's my tooth? He's got a tooth fairy, huh? It was on. It had somehow fallen out of bed. It was on the floor next to him.
Imagine though, he's a bit noogie, that boy. Imagine if, like, somehow, because that boy, I don't know, or maybe it's you, but anytime he's come home and I walk out the front, there's like 20 cent coins, 50 cent coins, like, scattered the whole way, like your fucking Hansel and Gretel just chucking it's coins so you remember where to go. So it wouldn't be funny if he had accidentally dropped 20 cents under his pillow and then he was like freaking out, like, the tooth fairy. I think he still believes in Santa. Just kidding, jokes, if you're listening.
What we should do, why not, is take his tooth out and put money under the pillow and then be like, oh my God, a tooth fairy's come. Oh, sorry, mate. Terrible. He's just so handsome, but sometimes...
But not without his tooth.
No, actually,
put that old tooth back in there, would you?
It was funny because it must have been the night that we went out drinking, because he had it out while he was vomiting in the bathroom. And he's like, can you hold my tooth while I'm vomiting?
Oh, yeah, so, you don't want to fucking land in the toilet bowl.
Yeah. So I sat next to him while he's vomiting, like, patting his back, holding his tooth. he must have put it back in properly before he came to bed.
It would come in handy, though, like, if you were drinking with the straw, you're too lazy to open your mouth, just, like, slide it through, straight through the hole.
I just couldn't. I couldn't. And just the fact that he tried to blame me for taking his tooth out.
You goddamn weirdo.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the chronicles of your roommate.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting tales. I always look forward to new ones.
I know. What he's got up to, what he's doing.
This week in the confessional, we have Bailey.
Hello, Bailey.
She says, here's my confession. So I'll warn people before we get started, it's a wedgie confession.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like our first, well, not really our first one, but
like our people first have written one.
Yeah, our first big, long, explained, yeah. Written one. Other ones are just like
videos.
Videos or saying, you know, I'm into wedgies, it's my kink, etc., etc. But here's my confession. So my boyfriend never wanted to do anything fun or dirty at all. So I started wondering if he was a sub. And after I started slapping him a few times and learned that he was.
I just beat him around the bush. Thanks, Bailey.
Just slap him around the head a few times.
Which head?
Careful. Got to find out what he likes.
Mm.
So she learned that he was. He started telling me all the kinks he had. And then he eventually told me what his biggest fetish was. He told me that he loved to be given wedgies. That he'd been bullied with wedgies as a kid and that he secretly liked it. From then on, I constantly gave him wedgies until he came.
Sorry.
Do you go out of your way to get bullied? Like, do you wear your hair
a certain definitely.
Way? Do you look super, like, come bully me kind
of? Yeah. Okay. So he's in his jocks and, like, is his dick up so that she's wedging in it? Well, how do you...
Yeah, well, I'll keep reading. I don't know if it does explain. Okay. But, we'll see where we go. That he'd been bullied in school and that he secretly liked it. From then on, I constantly gave him wedgies until he came. He liked getting regular ones, pulling his underwear over his head, getting them from the front, all of it. He's even starting wearing my panties because he likes how wedgies feel in them. I hope they're around the same size. Otherwise, girlfriend, that's a big investment of your panties.
They absolutely. Ain't cheap. No.
And I don't want my man's skid marks on
fuck my fuck no, history. They've got that hairy butthole dingleberry thing going on. No.
So no from me. But hey, each to their own.
Mm.
If she's happy, if she's more of a giving partner, then obviously us fucking...
She's happy to give selfish fucks on.
Yeah. Then, you know, you let your partner wear your own.
Yeah, exactly.
He's even started wearing my panties. He likes how the wedgies feel in them. And I was surprised. And what surprised me the most, sorry, is how much I enjoyed giving them to him.
Ooh, so you're dirty, of, yeah, Bailey.
Yeah, she likes
yummy, yummy.
So what did I say? Because there's another message here. Oh, I was asking the questions.
Oh!
Man, I must be smoking too much. Wow, is he able to come purely from the wedgies? How do you like wedgies? Does it work the same way? Or you just enjoy giving them? I think I am a therapist.
Maybe she just enjoys seeing him be pleasured, because I know for me, it's super pleasurable. I get excited seeing someone else be pleasured.
Yeah.
Well, or not be pleasured, but...
I think, is that an ego thing? Because then you're like,
oh, yeah. Fuck it,
I. Because I know I'm like, doing a good job.
Yeah.
I'm sucking some good dick.
Or giving a good wedgie. Oh, I'm reefing these up. Over his head, we have tried that.
It's difficult. It's very difficult.
He's obviously been through it a few times, so he knows the realm.
Maybe you're just a fucking pussy. Maybe you just need to suck it up.
I am a pussy. You've cut my butthole open. I'm definitely the pussy.
Oh, fuck, I'm still going. Man, your underwear bill must be high. Well, we always think it's best to discuss what each other likes in the bedroom. No point having vanilla sex if no one is into it.
Yeah.
Thanks for your confession and happy wedging. But I got a reply. Yep, the front wedgies generally make him come. Lots of times he just jerks off through his underwear when I wedgie him. I don't necessarily love getting wedgies like he does or anything, but I admit it feels nice to have my panties up there every now and then.
See, I can understand what she's saying there, because I went to the movies the other day in some short shorts that did not really fit me, and they were quite tight on the vaginal area, and I was like, oh, is it weird? This feels good.
Did somebody order cheese with
the popcorn? So you could see it. So maybe I get where she's coming from there. But good on you, Bailey.
Yeah. And, you know, each their own.
Yeah.
And if that's what somebody likes and you're happy to go along with it.
Go for it. You get it, sister.
Right. Gotta be sexual.
Not sensual, because I'm married.
Anyway.
I don't think she deserves any Hail Marys. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's not a bad confession. That's just... putting it out there. Sometimes it's nice just to get it off your shoulders.
Yeah.
This is a way.
Do you think they would tell their friends? Because, like, I think in my friendship group, I'm pretty open and honest about, like, my sexual encounters and what happens and stuff. Would you share that with your friends?
Well, a lot of the people who've messaged in about it have said, you know, no, or, like, thank you for, you know, being here for us to talk to, because, you know, we don't like to tell our friends or family or feel judged by it or weird by
but they don't care what we say.
Yeah, like, they love us, we don't know them.
That's true.
We're just here to listen. So we're glad you got it off your chest and in your butt crack. But that's it for this week. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for listening. And don't forget to check out our TikTok, Instagram, and merch. It's coming soon.
Hell yeah. I can't wait for it.
I know. I'm dying. Like, where the fuck is it? Anyway.
Toodaloo. Bye.